Going live, you're live. That's me. I'm Aaron Negler. I'm with Cheesehead TV, and we're live on the YouTube channel talking some Packers as the team announces that Davante Adams is out for Sunday's contest, as we've been saying all week. Not really a surprise. Jamal Williams also out. Kevin King is doubtful, which I do find that a bit surprising. I thought for sure he'd be labeled out, but doubtful it is. We'll see if he's able to go. Obviously, I don't think he will, but surprises have happened before. Hello to everybody in the chat. How did King get hurt? He got hurt in the game. Yeah, I remember he missed the last part of that Eagles game. Jimmy, the go-to guy now. Jade, I don't think there's any question. Rodgers is going to look for him early and often. He's got to spread the ball around, but there's no doubt that Jimmy will be his default setting, so to speak. Z Smith seemed damn happy about Tim Williams in that interview. Your thoughts on him? He's got to bend the edge a little bit. I think he's got the ability. You clearly see it, the athletic ability. But he's just had a hard time getting to the quarterback in the pros. And a lot of that is he's not able to bend the edge. If he can just get around that final cut to the quarterback, that's the trickiest thing in the NFL, because these tackles, they just ride you past the pocket. He's been doing a lot of riding past the pocket so far. Driving me nuts. There we go. Hey, Nags, is Brown starting opposite Jair now? No, Tony Brown is out. He has a hamstring injury. He didn't practice all week, so he is out. Tremont Williams will start opposite. I think they'll probably run either Josh Jackson or Kadar Holman in the slot. What worries me more? Nothing worries me, Anthony, other than my children. But when it comes to the Devontae injury or the lack of depth in the secondary with King unlikely to play, no Tony Brown, I think they're going to move the ball. I think they're going to spread it out. I think Jake Kumerow coming back is going to be a real boon for the offense. I know he hasn't been incredibly productive when he has played this season, but I think, necessity being the mother of invention, I think you're going to see the ball spread around. I think a lot of these young guys are going to get involved, whether it's Lazard, Shepard hopefully gets some play for the first time, and I think it's surprised some people. We'll see. Will Rodgers have to carry us, or will the defense carry us? Brian, I don't think the defense will carry them in this regard. I do think they'll keep them in the game. More than anything, they got to get back to creating turnovers. They didn't do it last week. Their turnovers basically sealed the game for the Eagles. They got to flip the script this week. They got to get back to creating havoc, getting to the quarterback, getting the ball back, get Aaron Rodgers some more opportunities. And so in that regard, yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers will carry them in this game. I think that's been the MO down in Dallas. And then points will be scored, but ultimately Packers probably come out on top. Now, speaking of which, I did just put up my preview and prediction post that I do every week, every Friday. Let me throw the link in here for you guys. There you go. Take a look when you get a chance. Dustin, thank you for the super chat. Cheesehead TV Nags, greater than the Gannett Nags. Well, I'm glad you're along for the ride, Dustin. Certainly feels better to be doing your own content rather than content people tell you to do. Who will win the game for us, RD, Rodgers, or Jones? Matt, I think Aaron Jones will be a significant contributor. I think he'll be an important contributor. I don't think he's going to win the game for them. I think it's going to be a very, very difficult time for him to get much going on the ground. I do think he can be a weapon in the air, through the air. I think that is going to happen. But the Dallas defense is no joke. I mean, legit have, what was it? They've held running backs, opposing running backs, for the last 3 weeks to 3.15 yards per carry. That's a tough way to live. And it's a tough environment. Rob Marinelli's group will be ready for all that action. Check out that link I just posted, because I talked a lot about it. Holy crap, I will go insane if we win Sunday. William, I wouldn't go insane. That's the expectation, man. This is a team that should be in every single game. There's no opponent they face outside of maybe the Chiefs that I feel that they can't go toe-to-toe with. The Chiefs are going to be a problem, but we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But yeah, this is a team that should absolutely go into Dallas and win this game, especially if they can create a turnover or two. Nags, why do you think the refs hate Clay Matthews? Julian, that's a good question. I saw the ridiculous penalty on Matthews yesterday, last night in that Seattle game. But hey, man, who knows? Better run D, the Eagles or the Cowboys? They both got a really good one. I'd say probably the Eagles by a bit, but Dallas is still very, very good. We are going to win. Alex talking truth right here. Chance we win, I give it like 35%. 35? Come on, man. Better than 50-50. How's that? Do you think our O-line has better pass blockers than run blockers? Yes. Zero question. What's the cornerback situation looking like this Sunday? Well, King will most likely not play. Tony Brown is out. You got to expect that Tremont Williams will be opposite Jair Alexander. I expect Jair Alexander maybe not to travel or shadow Amari Cooper the entire game, but I think you'll see that matchup quite a bit. And then it's time, once they got to go to that nickel dime, you know, multiple defensive back look, I think, you know, it's time for that depth to step up and show what they've got, whether it's Kadar Holman, Chandon Sullivan. And these guys are going to have to play some minutes, most likely. So we'll see how the rotation shakes out and what kind of personnel packages Petten wants to run with. But ultimately, it'll be probably, you know, Jair, Tremont, Josh Jackson, and then whoever they want to run out there for the dime stuff. Do you like how much we've gone for it on fourth down? Absolutely. Should be going for it more. I hated that they settled for those field goals early against the Eagles, especially on the fourth and two. Go for that thing, man. Billy Turner, better at tackle, not much of a base for guard. Nathan, I agree. It's been hard to watch. Pretty disappointing signing so far. This is the one miss this offseason for Gutekunst through the first four games. Let's see. Dark horse for Green Bay is running back Dexter Williams and Geno. I think Geronimo will have a good game. Dexter, it's interesting. You can't get anybody to talk about the kid as far as, you know, he's not lighting it up in practice by any means. Somebody would have said something at this point. I think there's a lot of trepidation around Williams when it comes to the offense, picking it up, etc. We'll see how much he plays on Sunday and how effective he is. Mr. Bangin' Mangin', thank you for the super chat. I'm a firm believer at letting the receivers we have play over trading over or signing someone else. Let them develop and get more game reps. I could not have said it better myself. I 1,000,000,000% agree. Should we trade for Stephon Diggs? No. You think Kumerow have a sighting? We'll have a Kumerow sighting. He's going to play. Thoughts on Kiki? I love his game. He's got to play more. He had a real up and down affair so far as a rookie, but he is a rookie as a defensive lineman, a position that traditionally takes a year to kind of develop into a player. But they need him. They need him to play some quality minutes, and I expect him to continue to grow and improve. But, you know, long way to go there. Not to get too far ahead, but Jenkins looks like he could be one of the league's better guards in the future. Whoa, Herbert. Whoa. When I started reading that, it was not to get too far ahead. I thought you were going to talk about Jenkins, like, possibly solidifying the starting spot. I mean, better guards in the league. Slow down. I mean, yes, very promising start, but wow, that's a jump. I think if we can score in all four, yes, all four quarters, then we will win. Go Pack, go. You're the man, Nags. Thank you very much. And I tend to agree. Do you think Petten stays aggressive with a mobile QB and Dak? He can't get too aggressive, right? You don't want to put your guys in a bad situation where you're blitzing, sending pressure with a man call behind it, who are all of a sudden running down the field with their man, and he's able to break contain, and then you're in a world of hurt. So I think that he will mix it up. I think he'll be a little bit more pressure happy in this game, but we'll see. The real big break the Packers are catching is Tyron Smith not going at left tackle. That might, you know, call for Petten to kind of call off the dog, so to speak, and hope that Za'Darius, Preston, whoever ends up lining up against their backup tackle can make some hay there. But now that's going to require them getting into favorable down and distances, which, you know, requires them slowing down Zeke Elliott and not allowing him to eat on first down. Going to be a tough battle there. Kadar Speed, Christopher, thank you for the super chat. Kadar Speed make him better than Josh this Sunday? I don't know. I'm thinking it's a bit dependent on matchups. You know, if you've got your, say, your nickel personnel in there and you're choosing Josh Jackson, possibly a little bit more physical, a little bit more experience, obviously, bigger body, maybe you want to worry about, you're worried about one of the tight ends getting loose. I think you probably, if they go, say, a two tight end set, but you don't want to get out of nickel, et cetera, for whatever reason, I think Jackson's probably your guy off the bench in those situations, especially against this team, which is going to want to and is going to try to run the ball out of multiple wide receiver sets. I think you're going to want the bigger body, more physical guy in that scenario. That said, I agree with you. I think Kadar does have the speed. If they do start getting into a track meet, perhaps they go, say the Cowboys get behind and they have to throw it, then, you know, I think there's a good chance you see more Kadar Holman. How big of a difference will Oren Burks make if he's on the field? I don't feel like he'll make a monster difference. I think he'll certainly help in some ways, but, you know, for a team that needs help stopping the run, my first instinct is not to say, you know what they need? More Oren Burks. Yeah, that's just not it. Bigger need in the draft, O-line or inside linebacker? Probably inside linebacker. If none of the young receivers step up, do you still think it's not wise to make a trade? Yeah, for the most part. The only scenario I see that makes any kind of sense is maybe trading for Corey Davis. And that's if they're willing to give him away, which they probably aren't. That's a guy with at least has experience in LaFleur's offense. But outside of that, are you going to trade for A.J. Green, 30-plus something, big contract, ready to become a free agent? No. Emmanuel Sanders and, what, $8 million cap hit? Last year of his deal? Going to want another deal? Nah. I don't like any of that. Let's see. And plus, if you do make one of those trades, you're taking reps away from the guys who have, you know, you've been counting on since the spring to improve and develop. And the best way for them to do that, the only way for them to do that, is on the field. So you get them ready, you get them prepped, and now's their time. And you're just going to jump ship after one game, say they're not productive, and oh my gosh, you know? Everyone talks about, oh, they're not producing. Yeah, because they're not given opportunities to produce. When Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur are force-feeding Devontae Adams and Jimmy Graham 80% of the time, you know, yeah, no, MVS, Geronimo, they're not going to get a ton of opportunities. You know, we haven't even seen Lazard or Shepard or Kumerow, for that matter. I think Kumerow has one catch on the year. Let's give these guys some opportunities before we kick them to the curb. People are so impatient. We could go jumbo on Sunday much. That's a possibility. I don't think that's the way to beat the Cowboys, though. Is Bulaga on the last year of his deal? Yes. Brandt, I don't know why you're typing in all caps, man. I'm answering people's questions. Sorry, that's kind of what happens here. Greetings from Germany. Hi, Simon. Thanks for checking it out. The Smiths need to take advantage of the backup left tackle. Absolutely, Saul. We just talked about that a little bit ago. Last game was the last of what Graham had left in the tank. Oh, Devin, I don't know if I agree with you there as far as he's going to be given opportunities and he's going to have some production simply because Rodgers is going to force the ball to him sometimes. So I don't know if that was the last as far as like his production goes, but as far as like what has to offer, yeah, maybe right there. Let's hope, if God forbid they run another fade sometime this year, hopefully A, he uses two hands, and B, he holds on to it. Is Banky preaching about how J.K. Scott could be a major weapon for us this weekend? Joseph, when isn't Corey Banky preaching about what a weapon J.K. Scott is? I mean, it's kind of like his mantra at this point. Let's see. Do you think Green Bay will go with three outside linebackers much? With Fackrell down, Gary on the edge, and Z inside, would be nice if he could hold up on the run. Yeah, I mean, that's part of the problem, though. I don't love the idea of kicking Z inside to try and battle Ezekiel Elliott in the power game. I get what you're saying, and I don't hate the idea on some of the obvious passing situations, especially with Zach Martin hurting. Maybe you get Z lined up there, trying to take advantage of that. But for the most part, I think you're going to need some of that beef. You're going to need Montrevious. You're going to need Kenny. You're going to need Lowry, Lancaster, etc. How and how much do you expect Dexter Williams to be used with Jamal out? I think he's there strictly as a give Aaron Jones a breather guy. Maybe they'll utilize Vitaly in some one-back sets as well, but I don't think it's going to be a crazy productive game for Dexter Williams. But Nagler's never right. So watch him have like 20 touches and 200 yards and 3 touchdowns. Do you think Rodgers was trying to stat pad on those 4 goal line plays last week? No, I don't. I know he is very stat conscious. There's no doubt about that. The one instance in that game where I did feel that, this year where I felt like he did that was after the Vitaly wheel route where he comes up short at the inch line. That next play is a run call that Rodgers completely on his own fires to MVS. That I felt like was him trying to steal a touchdown for his stats. But outside of that, I haven't really thought that much. James, thank you very much for the super chat. Should get Vitaly more involved in the passing game. Scott, I could not agree more. I wrote about that today in my preview piece. Let me throw the link up there for you again. Take a look at that. Take a read when you get a chance. I spoke about that exact thing. Could not agree more. Stop blaming Rodgers so much. If they're open, he'll throw it. Who's blaming Rodgers? I mean, Rodgers is the guy who pulls the trigger, and he's the one who sends the ball where it goes, and it's gone to Devontae and Jimmy Graham a whole lot. That's not blaming him. Those are just facts. Blake Martinez bounces back. Smiths each get a sack, and Jair, a pick, very well decides this game, and Kumaru goes for 50-plus yards. Heard it here first. Go, Pack, go. See you at the watch party. Anthony, that's what I'm talking about. I like the way you think, and I'm going to end it on that note because that's positive. Packers are winning this game. And yes, please join us for the watch party on Sunday right here on the YouTube channel. Hit subscribe so you don't miss it. Sunday afternoon, turn down Buck and Aikman, listen to Nagler and Banky, have a great time, drink some beer, watch some football. It's going to be a ton of fun. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great night. Have a great weekend. See you Sunday. Go Pack.